Earlier this week, the Saudi government beheaded 37 of its citizens on alleged terrorism charges. Amnesty International calls it a shocking execution spree based on sham trials. One person was publicly crucified, another arrested when he was just 17 years old. He was a student planning to come to the U.S. to study. Ali Al-Ahmed is director of the Gulf Institute in Washington. He is a critic of the Saudi government. Ali, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
By your count, 34 of the 37 people executed were minority Shiites. What else do you know about who they were?
This is the largest mass execution of Shia in Saudi Arabia since the beginning of the state. Most of these executed are protesters who were arrested between 2011 and 2016. For their participation in peaceful protest demanding jobs and development and democracy, parliament, and end to oppression. There are some professionals, one religious leader who was an English professor as well. Most of them were below 30. One I knew actually personally, Abdullah Sureh, a young man, he was unemployed and he was one of the leaders of the protest, and he gave many wonderful speeches about an elected parliament, national unity, and I translated his speech. He said to the police, "We are not your enemy. The enemy is the one who put your brothers in prison." And he asked for democracy and elected parliament and so on.
Now, the government has said that some of the people executed had killed security officers. Some had sowed sectarian tensions. A number were convicted of spying for Iran. What do you make of those charges? Is there any truth to them at all?
You cannot trust the Saudi government when it charges its dissidents with crimes, because if you remember what happened with Khashoggi, where they said, you know, that he left the consulate and then he died of due to a fight, and then, you know, the story changes every day.
This is the Washington Post journalist who was
exactly
killed.
Exactly. So right. That gives you really an example of how the Saudi government operates. I was a political prisoner myself, and I saw that, how they stick a charge on you. The Saudis now taking advantage of the American-Iranian tensions and sticking everybody to Iran, because that gives them the cover, the American cover, and that's why there hasn't been reaction from the American officialdom regarding this mass execution.
Well, as you know, a very similar thing happened in 2016 when a prominent Shia cleric was executed along with 46 others. And I know you've said that this is a politically motivated message to Iran. What do you mean by that?
It is a message. The Saudis always like to tag Iran to this. These kids have never been to Iran, let alone have any connection with Iran. The Iranian government reaction to this execution has been muted. Hmm. But the Saudis take advantage of the American-U.S. tensions and accuse everybody of being an Iranian agent or Iranian proxy. That's just the way they operate.
Talk more about this connection in your mind to the United States policy in Saudi Arabia, which, as we know, has basically turned a blind eye to many of the human rights violations under the Trump administration. How is that connected, or is it at all?
It is connected. The United States is the main guarantor of the security of the Saudi monarchy. Because of that relationship, the U.S. has not demanded or pushed for any progress in that front, even with basic things, like even for, I would dare to say, for Americans who live in Saudi Arabia who cannot celebrate 4th of July or Thanksgiving openly, they have to do it in secret.
What do the Saudi people make of all of this? You know, on the one hand, maybe they feel protected against terrorism. On the other, it must be terrifying to see someone publicly crucified, their body on a spear. I mean, what do the people think of this?
The public execution in Saudi Arabia, this is maybe the only country in the world that carries on public executions in the streets. The Saudi monarchy uses it to send a message of fear and intimidation to the public.
So does it work?
Of course it's working, because this is now the highest level of fear I have seen in my country over the past 50 years, and I dare say since the foundation of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So it is a message to kill people in mass using a very graphic way of doing it. It is a message, it's a way to control society, because society, they want to change, and that's why you see a lot of people in Saudi prisons. You're talking about, you know, maybe over 10,000 political prisoners of various backgrounds, and this is the highest level of intimidation, oppression, imprisonment, and obviously executions of political prisoners. We have not seen this even under the dark years of King Faisal, who did not carry on mass executions like MBS is doing.
Ali Al-Ahmed, director of the Gulf Institute in Washington, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.